When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
My name is Stephen Callahan and I am a student in Glamour Community College. I am delighted to be taking part in the Transition Year video competition. The topic I have chosen is the burning of Cork 1920. The reason why I picked this topic is because it was an important event in the Irish War of Independence. The Irish War of Independence has been a period of Irish history which has always fascinated me. Another reason why I chose this topic was because it gave me the chance to explore the history of my locality.
Stephen, that's a brilliant video. I watched it this morning. Well done, young man. Good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. What gave you the idea for it? You've a huge interest in that particular history, that part of our history.
Yeah, I really do enjoy history. I'm lucky to attend a great school in Glamour Community College, and I was lucky to have a superb history teacher in Junicert, Miss Reeves. And I've been very fortunate to have her again for TY. Have her for history. And I suppose she was telling the class about that there was this competition organised by the Department of Education. It was organised for transition year students to submit a video about any aspect of Irish history.
Right.
So she came to me about it because she knows that I really enjoy history. And I said, yeah, I'd love to enter it. I chose the topic, the burning of Cork. I suppose the reason why I chose it was because, I'm a proud Cork person, and I suppose it was a great opportunity to explore the history of my locality in greater detail. You know.
Yeah. Where do you live, Stephen?
I live in Montanari.
Right.
Yep.
So you're not far from where it all started.
No. Yeah. I'm not too far at all. And I was lucky. Like when I was recording the video, I thought it'd be a great idea to, kind of go to different places where certain events happened. To record different videos there. You know. So I was kind of lucky, like I'm only a few minutes away really, like from Dillon's Cross,
yeah,
where the ambush happened. It was good, very fun, to record it and stuff.
Yeah.
And, I literally didn't have any idea about video editing or anything like that. So,
who taught you all of that, Stephen?
Well, a guy in my class, actually, he gave me a few video editing softwares to try out.
Right.
And then I went on YouTube and I watched a good few videos on how to learn and stuff about it. So once I had all the videos recorded, I was kind of just messing around with it, and eventually I managed. Well, hopefully it's okay. But
it's lovely and smooth. It really does work very well. It really does work. And congratulations on it. Now, I suppose what people mightn't realise is you, as well as learning a new skill, video editing and all that kind of thing, you have to do it while dealing with a visual impairment.
Exactly, yeah, I do have a visual impairment, dorsal stream dysfunction.
What's that mean?
So it's, how would you describe it? It's kind of like a kind of perception, if that makes sense. I suppose the best way, I don't really know how to describe it, if that makes sense. I suppose, looking kind of at, I suppose I kind of see things in kind of in 2D, if that makes sense.
It does.
Where everyone else can have greater perception and things,
Yes.
I suppose. Look,
you have to look.
In life,
you have to look for. It's harder for you to see things the
exactly,
way I see
yeah,
them.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I suppose like I'm the type of person that never lets anything stop me, not let any challenge stop me from doing what I want to achieve. That is really
Well, congratulations. You also have great knowledge. Fair play to you.
Yeah.
What age are you, by the way?
I'm 17, PJ, yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose most people like myself, before the actual research going into the project, you've kind of an idea about the burning of Cork, you'd know something happened in 1920, I wouldn't have known the exact details, but I suppose when I researched it, I really learned a lot.
Yes.
About it, and I suppose like in the making of the video and sending it to my friends and my family, you know, cousins, aunts, uncles. You know, they you know, I suppose they've learned something new from it. You know, because it's such a huge part of Cork's history. You know, it was such a devastating event, and I think it's very important that you know everyone in Cork knows about it. You know,
have you any idea what you'd like to do career wise? Would history, maybe teaching, have part of it?
I literally don't have a clue what I want to do, you know.
Yeah.
I suppose, look, I have my mind open about everything, you know.
Oh, man.
I don't really have my mind made up at the moment.
Well, that's a good bit to have it. You've plenty of time to decide anyway. Stephen, congratulations. It's a great piece of work.
Cork's 96 FM.